Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Many of us were waiting to hear President Trump's condition after learning he got COVID-19. Over a century ago, Americans also had an ill president, William Henry Harrison, who turns out did not recover.
Harrison was sworn into office in March of 1841 and died just 1 month later. New information now disputes that his record-long inauguration speech in the cold and rain killed him.
But cold and rain did contribute to his death. 3 weeks after inauguration, he went to the market in the cold rain without a coat and then failed to change out of wet clothes back at the White House.
Scientists also believe the arduous campaign and his age of 68, the oldest president up until then, made for a weaker immune system.
He went to the market on a Wednesday morning, and by Friday, a doctor arrived to find him with a severe chill. He was treated with a mustard plaster and a laxative.
By Sunday, he had a severe pain in his side, so they began bleeding him, used heated cups to increase blood flow, and castor oil to induce vomiting.
After developing pneumonia in one lung, doctors gave him a brandy toddy, opium, and a Native American remedy to aid his respiratory system.
The newspaper said he was better, but after 10 days of fighting for his life, President Harrison died on April 4th, even before his wife moved to Washington to become First Lady.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.